You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
We are here with Vegetable Machine Animal, playing a gig at the Crown Hotel tomorrow, and here to promote it and here to share his experience with us. But yeah, thanks for coming in, Karen.
Welcome.
Yeah.
What do I say, welcome?
Yeah, yeah. we're welcoming you. Well, no, it seems like this is a bit of a home turf for you, so it's not a...
I've spent a lot of time here over the years. Used to come up and play lots of shows. From Invercargill, you see.
Come
up in punk bands and play at places like the Pits and Nerve Centre. But that's a long time ago now.
Well, glad to have you back, really.
Nice to be... Totally nice to be back. I'm really looking forward. And thanks for starting off with just plugging that show tomorrow at the Crown.
Of course.
Surge, Hoha... Me, my trio, Vegetable Machine Animal, and Murgatroyd from Invercargill.
Yeah. So yeah, it's a diverse show, really. Actually, like, I feel like they'll be getting a full breadth of
fully
genre.
Nutritious of all minerals and vitamins and things.
Yeah. So for those that tuned in before my introduction, could you tell them what they were listening to?
Vegetable Machine Animal, that 20 minutes blat that you just heard, is a trio that I am the drummer of. The other two members of the band, one is a modular synthesizer, which built by all these modules are built by smart people across the planet, and it works a bit like a brain. And the other most important member of the band in this instance is a piece of cherry tree with some turkey tail fungi on it that I have the ability to connect sensors to those fungi. Everything that's alive has electricity inside it. The mushrooms themselves generate electricity, and so that electricity, that voltage, goes into the modular synth and interacts with the sound making modules to create dynamic, unpredictable, random, never repeated kind of phrases. And then I improvise in my way.
Yeah, so you could hook that up. Doesn't have to just be a mushroom on a cherry tree. It could be a plant, a leaf, a person, even.
Of course, yeah. Even things like I'm touring an album with this, an album called Guest, and one of the tracks on that, the first track on that album, and that recording session, the musician's mother had died just recently, and she brought along some of the cut flowers that were at the funeral. The flowers were cut, they were freshly cut. They cut from the root, effectively, in the process of decay, within the stem of the flower, there still is a decaying kind of voltage. So we were able to send that into the synth, and so she played with the remnant. It was quite with the remnant of what she remembered her mother to be like.
Wow.
from the flowers that came from the top of the casket. Yeah, it's pretty. It was a moment.
Yeah, definitely. It feels because I was not expecting what I heard, and my initial response was like, it sounds like my mind whenever I'm trying to think. Like it feels. This is just my odd interpretation of just what I heard, but
bring it on.
Almost like the mushrooms making, like, kind of the pulses is kind of making the, like, stuff that happens in the everyday life, and you're just reacting to it with the noises.
Yes. It is reacting to it. It is the thing that I follow, which is a really interesting way to play. Often when you play in improvised groups, often people have their patterns and their shtick and their things that they go through, and as random as people like to say that they are, they're not really that random, I think, most of the time. Whereas this is just totally unpredictable. It's more like trying to play drums to the sound of a forest or the sound of the waves. No, it's never predictable, but there is a regularity, a rhythmicness, or a rhythm like, but never a rhythm.
And I'm
really intrigued by that idea. I like the idea of, like, if you think about what music is a very human cultural thing. We don't really think it exists outside of humanity.
Yeah.
And by the act of bringing a non-human into the band as one of the key leaders. It's like, so what does like a greater than human sound like? A greater than human music sound like?
I see. Yeah,
and that's, and it may just all be smoke and mirrors, but it's an interesting idea to explore, I think.
Yeah, definitely. 100%. And so the pedal, I saw you were using a pedal with your foot.
Yeah.
Where does that connect to?
I've got four pedals down by my feet. One of them, what are they? One of them engages a loop module. So if you heard there was some water sounds that I like to play, they're not water sounds from a sampler. They are me tipping water out over my drums and into containers and stuff. So one of the pedals is to turn the looper on and off. Another one is a volume, just adds. It influences. It's like turns on a reverb on and off. So it just adds a different kind of spatial feel to the soundscape. So when I play with this modular synth, I have the mushrooms plugged up, but I don't allow myself the opportunity to play with the synth itself. So all the changes that happen are due to the external non-human band member. One of the other pedals, I have a wee red box in it, and it flips sort of channels on and off.
Yeah.
So one of the challenges has been how to create dynamics in a project like this. Because when I started, I was like all sound, all the time, all at once, and it was too much. So basically what the feet pedals are doing is just trying to pull things back, create a bit more sort of space so people can hear the differences within the sounds of the set, and create some dynamics.
Yeah, definitely. Oh yeah, I've also heard that you are in a math rock band with your wife, who's with us today.
Yes.
Is this like a? I feel like this is the complete opposite of math rock. Is this almost like trying to get loose a bit? Vice.
Well, the band you're referring to is Mr. Sterile Assembly, and Chrissy is here with me today. We put that band to bed about a year ago,
after
22, 23 years. And it was quite technical, I suppose.
Yeah.
But didn't kind of carry some of the seriousness what some classic math rock does. Hopefully conveyed a bit more humour. I think there's some definite similarities with this and that project, although sonically it may not sound like that. I still am really interested in assertive playing of the drums in whatever format I'm doing, and I think it's important. I think it's, well, it's the only way I know how to play them, and I want to kind of, with this project, like, there are a few things around that are starting to use, like, biofeedback and playing plants and fungi and music. And most of the music I've heard to date is generally fairly wispy and ambient and a bit moving towards the whale song, hippie crystal kind of thing. And I'm interested in pulling it back from that. Like, I want to find a way of, how do I take a plant to the pub? Entertain whoever's there. I did a show in Wellington a wee while ago, and I followed some massive kind of like speed metal band or something around. It's like, oh, I'm in the wrong gig. but I like that challenge of being able to present that there. Like, I think it's a there's no reason plant music should be sort of soft and nice.
Yeah, no, 100%.
I think if they could talk, they've probably got quite a few angry words to say to us.
So how do you? I would not be surprised. We would deserve it.
Well, it's people talking about, like, they're trying to come up with like a Google Translate so that you can speak sperm whale. It's like, why do we even think that the whale would want to talk to us? Piss off.
Yeah. is the mushroom a bit more sporadic than some of the other plants you could use?
For sure. And this one is probably less sporadic than so the mushroom on the log is a woodier, so they sort of eat the wood and they sort of sit there for quite a while just doing their decomposing job. Mm. Whereas other mushrooms that are more like the ones that come out of the ground, the ones you would eat, they sort of inflate with moisture, they grow, they spore, and they may only last like 6 hours,
yeah,
a day or two, and they tend to be more electrically active. They're living in a different time scale, they're existing in a different time scale when they've got a lot to do in that short period of time, whereas the ones on the cherry log can take their time.
Yeah.
Whereas at the other end of it, lichen are part fungi, part photosynthesizing entities, plus a bunch of bacteria and other things, and they're real slow electrically. So I like playing with those. You can clip them up and it's not a lot happens, but every now and again you get these random spikes and pulses, because a lichen is, at the moment I'm trying to describe lichen as like the tortoise of the fungi world. It's going nowhere fast and doing nothing quickly, and is in no hurry to do anything.
Yeah.
It'll still be there in 50 years, just kind of comprehend what happened 50 years ago. So I quite like that. So there is variety, and there's changes within plants. Like ferns seem to be quite active. Photosynthesizing plants are quite active, but they're difficult to use in pubs at night because they generally rely on the sun. Yeah. But when the sun is up, plants kind of wake up and start doing their, what do? They inhale the carbon dioxide, and at nighttime they kind of go quieter and exhale the oxygen.
Yeah.
And that's kind of interesting. It's like, you know, I can do a gig, but I kind of need the sun to be part of the band. Come on. if I want to use photosynthesizing plants in a pub.
Yeah,
plants in a pub.
Well, I guess, yeah, we're all reliant on nature, so you're just taking it to the next level, I guess.
I'm taking it to the pub.
Yeah.
And that pub tomorrow night is the Crown.
Yes, it is. Before we wrap up, my final question is, how do the pub audiences tend to react to the music you make?
It's cool. Yeah. It works. I've had no one throw anything at me yet, and that's not an invitation. But I can kick ass with the rest of them.
Yeah, yeah.
and it's fun. And I think part of the thing that makes it work is people are just genuinely surprised and curious. And I think most people are most of the time. And all credit to people's curiosity. Like, you can get away with anything when people are interested. It's great.
Yeah.
In a honest and noble way, not in a deceptive, corrupt way.
Yeah, yeah.
Looking at you, Donald.
Yeah, there's people we're happy to call out. So
yes.
Anyway, and to the point, the Crown.
Tomorrow night.
Amazing lineup.
I'm thrilled. I last time I played with Hoha was up in Auckland, and so that's real. And wow, when was the last time I played with Murgatroyd? And Invercargill a few years ago, and I'm yet to see Sewage, but I've got friends raving about them, so I'm totally thrilled to see what that's like.
That's the only way.
Come along.
Yeah,
what else are you gonna do?
City is study. Are you? It's not what you get a uni for. Maybe a little bit. We're here for the culture, and that's it.
That's right. Yeah, and the music made by plants.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Kieran. One of the three members of the trio Vegetable Machine Animal. Thank you so much.
Perfect. That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.